All right, we're going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for today's O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at Texas Motor Speedway. We are being joined by some members of our race-winning team, which was the number 18 Interstate Batteries Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We have the crew chief, Adam Stevens, and we're also being joined by car owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. Adam, why don't you just take us through that, at least the final few laps from the pit box, if you can stay on the chair.
I'll see what I can do. The final few laps, gosh, I don't know. Once we made that last green flag stop, you know, I was committed to not pitting again, so it was kind of out of my hands at that point. It was just to see if we could hold off the four. They had a really good car. They were fast, but it seemed like we were pretty evenly matched, and it was going to be a tall task to pass another car that was evenly matched, you know, as it would have been for us to pass him. Kyle got up on the wheel and busted out those last 25 laps, and here we are.
And, Coach, in addition to Kyle winning, obviously we had Eric in fourth place for the team. Why don't you just talk about that for Joe Gibbs Racing?
I got to tell you, Eric is really coming on for us. We think we got somebody there that's really talented. Reese was on that car. We were excited for them and leading laps and having a chance up front was really special. But the other thing about coming to Dallas for us is I showed up on Norm Miller's doorstep. The story is with nothing but a sheet of paper. I didn't have a driver. I didn't have a race shop. I had zero, nothing. And he took a chance on us. And for us to be able to be back here, be in Dallas, in his backyard, and get a win for Interstate was really awesome. I called Mars and Victoria and the people there just to thank them because they're the major player on that car. But having Norm on it and being a partner with them, they get along great. It's really a special day for us. I really appreciate everybody back at the race shop. We did a little Facebook thing with them and thanked everybody, JD, and everybody back home. So it's a huge deal for us.
All right. We will open up to questions for Adam and Coach. We'll start here with Pat and then go to Jerry. Pat, could you raise your hand again?
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com for Coach. I'll let you take a sip first if you need to. It seemed like you gave an especially passionate speech to the crew after. I'm just wondering if you could share part of that message that you gave to them with us.
Well, I just, you know, everybody knows that this sport is so hard for these guys. We go 38 weeks. They're traveling all the time on a weekend. And it's a lot of hard work back at the shop. Our pit crew today, I think Adam will tell you this, just did a great job for us. It's total team. You have a tendency, you know, you say it's, you know, just a driver, and I know Adam gets so much credit because they deserve it, but it's a lot of those people behind them, and everybody back at our shop is what makes us as strong as we are. And so when we get a chance after a victory like that, I like to get the guys together, and we have a little prayer and just thank the Lord for having a great day and letting us do something that's so exciting. Most people around the world never get to have a day like this, never even have enough to eat. And here we are getting to race cars and have fun. So we're just thankful.
We'll go to Jerry and then to Bob.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, Dunnett and Piran. Adam, I know we're seven races in, but when a guy like Kyle Busch hasn't gotten a win yet or gotten, you know, it feels like, Have y'all brought what y'all need? I mean, you're qualified for the playoffs now, and what does this open up for the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, if you just take a step back and look how competitive we've been each and every week, you know, we've had cars up front, you know, so I didn't feel awful. You know, it wasn't like feel a lot worse if we were coming to the track and weren't competitive, you know. So we come to the track, and we come to win, and we've just come up short. You know, we've led a lot of laps and been nipping at their heels, but just haven't been able to put it all together. And if you keep putting yourself in those positions and we keep building good cars at the shop and everybody keeps working together and pulling the rope in the same direction and we keep having good pit stops and Kyle keeps doing what he's doing behind the wheel, you're going to win races, you know, and you're going to win your fair share and at a fairly high clip. And we've been right there at it all year long, and we're able to get it done today.
We'll come up front to Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. I have two for Joe. When you see Kyle a little frustrated at places like Martinsville after finishing second, are you like, good, you know, he's in a good spot, or are you concerned like, oh, you'll get your win, you'll be all right?
Actually, those are long weeks. he's upset afterwards. But I think, you know, during the week there, we have our competition meeting, and Adam does such a good job. I think Kyle's got a lot of confidence in Adam and our team, but it is frustrating when you're, you know, you feel like, you know, second sometimes, you know, it's so hard. And then when you have several of those, you just kind of feel like it kind of builds up. But I'm glad we get this one. And the way we got it at the end and to race, you know, the four car like that, and you're two of the top cars and battling down the stretch, I thought it was a great finish.
And I also want to ask you, Harvick was kind of went off a little bit on the pit guns and them being handed out to everybody and them still not working all the time. I'm curious what your experiences have been, and do you feel like these growing pains are worth it if it saves you the money of developing them?
No, I don't. And I don't like things not in our hands. So, you know, I've be quite truthful. I've taken a stand on that. And that's something that I hope we continue to really evaluate, continue to evaluate that.
We'll go over here to Jeff and then to Nate.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I had a question for Adam about the pit guns. I know the boss is sitting right there and already expressed an opinion on this, but have you had any problems this year with them? And how much of a concern is it for you when you're coming into pit stop, whether they're going to be reliable or not?
Yes, we have had problems. I don't keep a mental list, but I think California was the last time we had an issue, so we got through the last two races without an issue, to the best of my knowledge. We haven't had a catastrophic failure, like sockets falling off or something that you may be seeing on somebody else's car. We've had a couple button issues. We've had a couple pressure issues. So, you know, is it concerning? It is. You can't change your race strategy. If you need tires, you need tires. So I think it puts a lot of doubt in the changers' minds and probably makes them make more mistakes up and down pit road than maybe what they would have if they had more confidence in their equipment. So, you know, it doesn't change how you call a race, but you're definitely on edge, listening for a problem, looking for a problem, and just ready to adjust. You know, if your number comes up, then your number comes up.
We'll stay up front with Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports, also for you, Adam. There were a couple of penalties and one non-call on uncontrolled tires today, and in one particular instance, they let one go on Harvick's team that allowed him to challenge you guys at the end. I'm wondering if you saw that, if you thought that was a penalty, and if you had any opinion on how they're calling the uncontrolled tires this year.
No, I'm sorry, Nate. I didn't see it. I was really focused on what we were trying to do, but you know, that's something that when a situation like that happens, we will evaluate that and try to get clarification so that we know what the rules are going forward, you know. Generally, they're pretty consistent about that, you know, but not having seen it, I can't tell you exactly if I would have called it a penalty myself or not. But, you know, at the end of the day, it didn't affect the race for us. But I guess the guys behind him that finished behind him, you know, would have been a spot better if he would have gotten called for a penalty. So I'll have to look at that video. Yeah, if it's outside of your control, then they generally call it a penalty. But I have not seen what happened. Or if you let go of it before halfway back in the box when you're rolling it back to the wall.
We're going to go up to the press box to Lee.
I had a question, Coach, about Eric Jones, and if you could just talk a little bit about his development so far. The kid's got tremendous speed, and I guess if you can ever get that, you know, channeled going in the right direction, the kid's going to win lots of races.
Yeah, I think it, too, it's having everything around him. And obviously, he's had some changes here. We started with the 77 with him and brought him over. And so there has been quite a bit going on with changes around him. I think as soon as we get everything kind of settled down, but I think for him, what he's got is he's got real speed every place we go. He shows that. And, you know, Toyota for a long time has really felt like he could be somebody that's really special, and we do too. And everything we see about him. We feel that way. So I think today was a good example. I thought he had a shot today, and he did too. He thought he had a chance.
Do we have any final questions for Adam and Coach? All right, gentlemen, congratulations on the win. Good luck next week.
Thank you.